Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Duncan, it's the Official Coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Very good morning to everyone out there. It is right at 7 on the dot. Good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency. Tony Rasiopi, 1/2 hour from now. He's a quarterback guru, great coach. Kenny Pickett's private instructor, too. He instructs all kinds of quarterbacks all throughout the country, both college and pro quarterbacks. So he'll join us coming up at 7:30. Right now, though, our guy, Jeff Hathorn, he joins. We're the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family, and we're pleased to have Jeff right now. Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Morning, guys.
Morning to you. All right, before we move it forward into Buffalo, if you would, because we haven't talked to you since the Steeler game just the other day against the Jets, paint for me from your eyes the surreal scene, or was it not surreal? How was it at just after halftime when you saw Kenny Pickett and he didn't have a baseball cap on, he had his helmet on, he was warming up, and you knew the inevitable was about to occur? Tell me what you felt in that stadium.
Well, it was kind of a typical halftime, and the national photographer is right outside in front of the press box, and he's turning around and he's banging on the little glass and he's pointing to his head, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, the hell is he talking about? Like, what's going on? And then he points down to the field and he points to his head again, and we saw Pickett's got the helmet, Trubisky's got the baseball cap, and it's like, oh wow, it's on. And I have to go outside to the rotunda to do these updates for CBS. And so I go out to the rotunda, and pretty much during the first half, there's sporadic people through there, and they're kind of, you know, lukewarm about this game. They kind of get the idea. Larry makes the announcement, and all of a sudden it's like 3-4 deep on the rotunda, and people are fired up for the first time in that stadium. Like, there was excitement. You could feel it. It was really cool. I mean, even he threw the interception on that first drive, and you still heard chants for Kenny. Like, it was exactly what Tomlin said that the team needed, but it was also what the fan base needed. There was a spark there with this team, or at least with this offense finally.
Jeff, James Daniel, spoke to the media yesterday, and he said that Kenny Pickett has really full reins to the whole playbook. He has the opportunity and the chances to change plays whenever he wants to and lets them know where to go and what to do. We saw that Mitch Trubisky didn't have the full reins of audibling at the line whenever he was in. And we actually saw Kenny audible at the line whenever he got into the game a couple times. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that the handcuffs were on Mitch so much and then not so much on Kenny whenever he got in?
Yeah, I think Mitch had the whole playbook as well. I don't know if Kenny, you know, could have audibled out of some of those calls. And maybe it was just a call he could have. I just think there's a swagger with Kenny. There's a presence with Kenny. And players are talking about it after the game, along with what James said yesterday. Like, he walked in the huddle, the guys were like, okay, this guy's been here before, even though he hasn't. Like, there's just this presence about him. And I think there's a – he brings a confidence. And I think it's kind of like this. It's almost like Mitch was playing not to lose or not to make a mistake. And Kenny's just like, screw it, I'm going to throw deep. I see somebody open, I'm going to go for it. If it's picked, it's picked. Not that he wouldn't want that second interception back, but he's going to take more chances, and he brings a little bit more of what you're looking for, I think, overall from a number one quarterback, especially from that standpoint.
Jeff, in the immediate aftermath of the loss up in Cleveland, Mike Tomlin basically chided all of us, media and fans alike, for even thinking that he might be considering a switch at the quarterback position. When do you think he really actually seriously started considering going to Kenny Pickett? Was it a knee-jerk decision on Sunday? Was it something that he actually built towards throughout the week?
So from a practice standpoint, it was nothing that he led on to the team or anyone. I mean, Mitch was there with all the first team reps. I think probably going into that weekend after the Cleveland game, those thoughts had to enter his mind, like, hey, we might need to make a switch. Hey, let's, you know, make sure Kenny's up to speed on the whole offense. But, you know, Mitch is still our guy. And I think there is truth in what he was saying. Like at halftime, he's talking to the other coaches, or at some point in the first half of like, man, we've got to make a switch. And halftime is the good place to do it because he could sit down, have a few minutes with Kenny as opposed to just doing it on the sideline. But I bet you at some point in that first half, he's like, okay, you know, we've got to do something. This just isn't working.
Do you expect a different Kenny Pickett if he has, and he will, a full week to prepare here, Jeff?
I think we'll see very similar to what we saw in that second half. I mean, probably a little bit, because I don't think he was out of rhythm. Like, he didn't look like he had just walked in and guys were like, oh, who's this guy? Or we haven't played with it. You know, it didn't seem like there was any of that at all. I think it's going to be similar, and I think what we'll see is similar. We'll see him make mistakes, but we're also going to see him take chances. I think that's just who Kenny is. I mean, he'll use his feet a little bit. I think we saw a little bit of everything with Kenny Pickett in just that half of football.
All right. We've talked a lot. And by the way, Jeff Hathorn joining us. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. We've talked a lot about the quarterback, about the offensive side of the ball. Don't let it gloss over what's going on defense, because that's a big story. One, I thought the offensive staff from the New York Jets absolutely gave a clinic to the Steelers' defensive staff. But two, what's it going to take for there to be maybe personnel changes? I'm tired of watching Spillane run out there and Robinson in street clothes not getting a game. Things like that. Are there some personnel changes coming on defense at all?
Yeah, the last time we talked about Robinson, which was a couple of weeks ago, like, he still hadn't figured some of that stuff out, that they were comfortable with him making adjustments in game yet. But I agree with you. I think we're getting to that point, and I think that's where, I know Deontay Johnson walked it back a little bit, but that's where I think this team has to think about, how do we get back to being a championship team? And it's not like a rebuild, say, with the Pirates, where you could bring up all these minor leaguers and try them out. I mean, you basically have the team you have, but there are certain areas where you can explore with different people, starting a Montravius Adams, you know, running younger guys in the secondary and trusting a Witherspoon, which obviously they did. And at some point, I think Robinson is a, you know, let's see what this kid can do in a game. Maybe if we have to dumb down the defense a little bit, let's do that. But I think people think automatically, well, then you're just playing to lose. Well, no, at this level, because of the rosters, if you make a change or two, that doesn't mean that you're not trying to win still. You're just looking at the future while you're playing that game, because you're not turning over an entire roster. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think Robinson is a guy I'd like to see, and as we go forward, there's probably a player. I can't wait for Calvin Austin to get off IR just to see what he could do at an NFL level.
Jeff, very high-level question for you right here. Do they make a change at punt return?
No, I don't think so. Because Deontay's really their best, and I don't think they want to put him out there in those scenarios. The only chance I could see is maybe it starts with a change at kick returner with Calvin Austin once he gets healthy. But, man, how many times do we see guys, and I think a lot of us, myself included, man, Gunner. Man, I can't wait. And Gunner's just been a big fat zero this year.
Jeff, what do you expect these next 4 weeks? Our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll yesterday leaned towards 1-3. Even more people leaned towards 0-4. I think that seems to be the lean in the room right here, right now. Would it be a wild success for them to somehow win more than one of these four games?
If they split these four games, that would be I would be shocked. I mean, three of them are on the road, and you know, maybe the Dolphins don't have Tua, so you catch a little break there. I don't foresee the Bills falling into any kind of trap of overlooking the Steelers. I don't think Tampa is necessarily a great team, but you know, they've got the devil at quarterback, and you know, that Philadelphia team is just rolling right now. Yeah, I mean one win you might count your blessings. Splitting would be pretty remarkable for what we've seen in the first four games.
Jeff, do you think that the Steelers, if Mitch Trubisky didn't have the ability to audible and Kenny Pickett does have the ability to audible and they sort of had the reins on Mitch, do you think that they made a mistake starting Mitch from the beginning of the year if they're going to give Kenny Pickett, the rookie quarterback, these kind of freedoms?
So it's a good question. I think for the veterans in the room, so I think in the offseason the Steelers are sold on, man, you know, TJ and Cam and Minka on this defense will keep you in games. So you get this mentality, the offense just can't lose it for us. So in the offseason, this offense is, whether it's directly or indirectly, hearing, don't make a mistake, don't make a mistake. And I think it got into Mitch's head, especially knowing he's got a first-round pick behind him. Man, if I make a mistake, I'm out. Like, in order for me to do what I want, which is be a starting quarterback in the NFL, I can't make a mistake. And he played that way. And I think that's more what hampered Mitch. Is he, until that throw to Pickens, you know, there were very few opportunities where he took a chance where anything could be intercepted, which, again, in a way is good. But he just didn't – he wasn't playing to win. He was playing not to lose, whereas Kenny seems to have this mentality of like, okay, I mean, you could bench me, you could do whatever, but this is the way I'm going to play.
Last thing for you before we let you go. Categorize, in your opinion, in your educated opinion, because you're at practice, the run game to this point. You tell me what you think about the run game.
I think it's coming a little bit. Baby steps. And we saw a really good half in Cleveland. I think we saw some progress. I think it's right now, from a production standpoint, I mean, I'm continuing to find ways to get the ball to Jalen Warren. I think, you know, Najee went, 70 yards in that game? So he had his best game numbers-wise. I think he took a little bit of load off his mind by saying what he said, that, hey, it's on me, not the offensive line. I thought he ran a little bit better. But I think as the line starts to come, they're running the ball better. And I expect that to continue, and I expect Jalen Warren to continue to get opportunities, not more than Najee, but to continue to get opportunities.
Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, we thank you as always. We appreciate it. We will talk on Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
Jeff Hathorn, three double entendres with the Steelers run game. Yes, bringing it straight to us.
I missed the third.
Yes.
I got the two.
There were three. There were three, right? Crowley, three double entendres with the run game.
Yeah, the Steelers run game is coming, and you got to spread out the load.
And then the third one.
You're not supposed to.
There was a third one with a line.
What was the third one?
It was the very end. There was a third one with a line.
A happy ending.
Yeah, no, but he.
It's not the Patriots.
Yes, or the Browns. Yes. So, anyway, there were three. Working them in. It's early. Got to get them in. Get it in while you can. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. You know, that is one thing, though, in all sincerity. It is going to be week 13 or 14, and we're still going to be yelling into these microphones, why is Jalen Warren getting three carries? And then we're going to be in the offseason and say, well, it's just Mike Tomlin coaching like Mike Tomlin always coaches, and it's the people and everybody, and maybe even me too, need to realize, like, it's never going to change with Mike Tomlin. He's just going to use one back and a heavy balance. And we saw how you can use two backs like the Jets have, and I hate to cite the Jets as doing something right, but I think they are doing something right in what they're doing.
Maybe the Jets are okay.
You know what? You're right about
that. Honestly, I mean, they split this division for two games. Maybe they're decent.
That's a good call.
The quarterback's going to get killed, though. The quarterback has no idea when to just close up shop on a play. And I think there are too many times for me he makes Wilson. Looked like, again, Fran Tarkenton. He's all over the place. He's running around. He turns his back to the scrimmage line, though, too much, and does a total pirouette, he's going to run into some real bad dude that weighs 290 pounds. And he's going to get a free helicopter ride at some point because of it. That's the one. I cringed a couple times when I was like, all right, if there's a backside rush end that's just because the guy's not so fast, he's not going to over pursue. He's just going to be standing there waiting and just drill him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one part. I wonder if he makes it through a season.
Yeah.
He might be on all the highlight shows getting just walloped. But it's what makes him go, too.
He needs to take one good shot that just knocks the wind out of him and doesn't actually hurt him and just reminds him, okay, I can only do so much here, and I need to keep my head about. Because you're right. If he takes a legit one that knocks him out, I mean, this is already a guy who's dealt with one significant injury.
But he never quits on a play.
No, you got to like that.
I really like a lot about that guy. And he made a couple throws. You know, they're talking about how the Steelers' defense was bad, and it was. He did make a couple throws. There was one that was sliding over the middle. The receiver was sliding over the middle. It was a third down throw. It was a pretty big throw. And he has some zip on the football. Yep. And then, I mean, he did the gritty at an away stadium.
I mean, to me, he's the perfect New York Jet quarterback. You know, he's kind of exciting. He's kind of out there. You know, he has some storylines to him. That's kind of what the Jets quarterbacks usually are supposed to be like, in my opinion.
To Warren, though, he ripped off a 14 or 16-yard run, and then he wasn't tapping his helmet. They said, you're out. Why can't he – that is the one thing that bothers me about Tomlin or the offensive staff, whoever's calling that. Why can't you stay with a rhythmic running back? Why can't a guy get 14 and then get pumped the rock again, even if he only gains two? What he might gain 14 again. Why not? Running backs all the time talk about feel.
Yes. He's such a situational running back. I think in Canada's eyes, it's like, all right, he's going to be in on this series, it's second down. And then after that, he's going out. Well, he's never going to be in on first down or something like that.
I hit a 3-1 trip down the floor. I'm spotting up and get it to me again.
Yeah, there's never been a running back in the history of football who didn't get going in a rhythm and want to continue to get the ball.
That was just bizarre to me how they went right away from. He disappeared. He had a 14 or 16 yard run, and then see you later. All right, JJ Watt, he talks in our Breakfast Bites. Tony Rasiopi, he's a quarterback guru in New Jersey. He's also Kenny Pickett's private quarterbacks coach, and he joins coming up at 7:30 to tell us what he saw on Sunday. So there's all of that. I'll tell you what I see right through bright, great, wonderful Window Nation windows. And that's savings. Here we go. Window Nation there for you. Two free windows with every two that you buy, plus pay nothing, no interest, none of it, until 2025. Lower your energy bills. And let me tell you about your energy bills. You don't need to hear this from me. They're going up and up and up and up and up, and they're going to do the same throughout the winter. So the value of your home, you need that to rise. Your energy bills, they're going to rise too. New energy efficient windows from Window Nation, they'll take care of all of that. So get in touch right now, 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. A-plus rating from the BBB, that's Better Business Bureau. Average installer, about 17 years experience with over 20,000 windows installed at Window Nation. So buy two windows, get two for free, any style. From Window Nation. No limit, no minimum, no maximum. Buy two, get two. Buy four, get four. Buy 10, get 10. That's the way that it works. 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.